Hello.
This is Albert with Metro Research. We are conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your state and jurisdiction. This is a research study. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To make sure we have a representative sample of everybody, what is the year of your birth?
1903.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
Whitish.
And are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered to vote?
Oh, I'm registered.
And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Almost certain.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 10 means that you're extremely motivated, 5 neither motivated nor unmotivated, 0 not at all motivated.
10.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has?
2. 10.
Okay. And thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? Climate change, jobs, and the economy. Israel-Palestine conflict, crime and violence, immigration, healthcare, racism and discrimination, student loan forgiveness, criminal justice reform, police violence, voting rights and democracy, abortion, cost of living, and inflation. You can choose 2, miss.
All of them.
What are the main ones do you want me to mark down for you? I'll read them for
no,
you.
No, is this a Republican poll? All of them.
Okay. But what are the most important to you, like cost of living?
All of them.
Okay.
Like, who are you working for?
But
who are you working for? Like, what's on your paycheck?
Who do I work for?
Yeah.
I work for Kuros. We are a premier provider of custom online.
What is it, Kuros?
Specialized. Excuse me.
Can you spell it? Spell it.
Kuros? Sure. Yes, you can look. You can look us up online too. It's Q U E R O U S.
Q U E R O. Oh, Kuros. Kuros. Q U E R O.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
That's it?
We are a premier provider of custom online surveys specializing in general studies. This is not a sales call, and it's not going to turn into a sales call either.
No, it's just I'm being a little feisty.
Excuse me?
I said I'm being feisty. All right, so my biggest things are abortion.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I get that every day. Excuse me?
I know. Abortion and immigration.
Okay. Thank you again for your help. What the following I would like to ask you. Now, we would like for you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you're very favorable, 5 neutral, 0 very unfavorable. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Hakeem Jeffries, from 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Most favorable on the scale is 10, correct?
Yes, from 0 to 10, ma'am.
10.
What about Republicans in Congress?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
About an 8.
Joe Biden?
10.
Kamala Harris?
10.
Donald Trump?
0.
Now, if the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, third party, or independent candidate?
Joe Biden.
And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 elections for President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate?
Oh, my God, Democratic.
Would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Biden.
Much more Biden or somewhat more Biden?
Somewhat more Biden, only because rules and the, I know you can't even put this down, but the judges put in place by Republican majority has ruined my life. That's not a poll, is it?
No, ma'am. But let me ask you, would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Is too woke. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely to support him, somewhat less likely to support him, or much less likely to support him? Or makes no difference.
Too woke?
Yes, W-O-K-E.
Yeah. Oh, I support them 100%.
Okay. So you would be much more likely to support or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely to support.
What about fights, racism, and discrimination?
I would support that.
Much more likely.
Much.
Is effective and gets things done.
That's a sliding scale that can't be judged when you have a Congress that can't work. But I would be much more likely, for whatever that means for this poll.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Well, the president can't really do that, so I'm going to go in the middle. What's the middle? What's not
somewhat
the middle?
More likely or somewhat less likely or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Is honest and ethical?
Makes all the difference in the world.
Much more likely.
Much more likely.
Wants to build black wealth.
What the fuck does that even mean? That's a ridiculous question. That makes no difference. Makes no difference.
What about protects abortion rights?
Much more likely.
And thank you for your patience. For each of the following priorities and traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means that it describes them extremely well. 5 means that it describes them somewhat well. And 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Here's the first one. Secure the border. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Defends democracy.
10.
Puts people over politics.
9.
Brings down prices and makes the cost of living more affordable.
10.
Wants to build black wealth.
5.
Grows.
Right, that's the
economy.
One that makes no difference. Like that's the middle. Like that's such a racist question.
This
should be recorded. I think you're recording this. Okay.
For quality purposes, yes, ma'am. Halfway is described somewhat well. That would be number 5.
I mean, it's such a stupid question.
Okay. But from 0 to 10, is that what you want me to mark down for you?
I'm sorry, what's 0 for grows black wealth?
Zero
is that
means
a question?
Does not, it means 0 means does not describe them well at all. The Democrats
in Congress. 0.
The other one says grows the economy.
10.
Looks out for people like me.
10.
Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people made. For each one, please write the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you extremely motivate to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means that it somewhat motivates, and 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. And you may use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit is the Democrats' American Rescue Plan. provided real relief and help. Working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
So is this poll identifying me as a mother?
Well, I am required to read verbatim. I cannot add to the statement or take from it. I have to read it just like it's been written. And I hope understand.
Sure. I hope you're getting paid really well, buddy. I know this is annoying, but why did I even answer? I don't know. Okay. So zero is, I don't think Democrats are thinking of this person at all, and 10 is the most they're thinking about this person. Is that correct?
Yes. 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means that it makes you somewhat motivated. And 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. Remember, you can choose any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Would you like for me to read the question for you again?
I would. Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit is the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, provided relief, real relief, and help working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
So the question, does it say is or in? I feel like there's a disconnect here for me. Can you read the question one more time? I'm sorry.
Sure. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provides real relief and help working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic.
I'm gonna say 10.
Okay. The other one says, as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief check that came with under Democrats' legislation during the pandemic. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
As an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing black businesses ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years.
Again, this has nothing to do with me, but I'm going to say 10.
As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investment to expand school safety and mental health programs.
Did they pass? I feel like they didn't pass it. No, I think I'm getting gaslit. 5.
The other one says, as a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress.
10. Fuck, Republicans. 10. I don't know how this is skewed, but this is weird. 10.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now I'm going to read you
some
actions.
No, thank you for yours.
Okay.
Like, really, thank you for yours. Okay, go.
Now I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last 5 years. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel had the biggest impact in your life personally. Here's the first one. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Invest $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Sent out 1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capped insulin cost at 35 for seniors. Invested in black small businesses, ownership, and entrepreneurship. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low level for Black Americans. Which one comes closest to your opinion?
Insulin cap.
Okay. And thank you again. With the following, I would like to ask you, and what would be your other choice, ma'am, besides the insulin?
I mean, there were a few things there. So what was it?
I have eliminate $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6.
Yeah, go with that one. Eliminate 100 and blah, blah, blah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't affect me, but it affected a lot of people I know.
Thank you. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they do not. Once again, if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided? Or
Democrat.
Would you not vote?
Oh, no, Democrat.
Which of the following statement comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? Here's the first one. We should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty. We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. A statement one or statement two?
Say the first one again. I'm sorry. We should invest in safety net. Your pause. No offense. I need your. There's a pause. Your cadence.
Let me read it for you one more time.
Go again.
We should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty. Or we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap.
100% to the second statement.
Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement is very convincing to you. 5 means that it's neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means that the statement is not convincing at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders, like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first Black speaker of the House of Counting, delivering for us. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. The Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drugs. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expand coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I'm sorry, the 0 to 10 was how likely I am to vote or how likely it is that Democratic policies help this?
10 means that the statement is very convincing reason for you
10.
To vote for Democrats.
10.
Okay. The other one says, costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down the cost by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress sent thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increased background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investment to expand school safety and mental health programs. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in case of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion.
10.
Now, we have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? Where
excuse
10 means
me. 10.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Using a scale from 0 to 10, 10 meaning your vote has a lot of power, 0 meaning your vote has no power at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm a woman in Ohio, so my vote has about a 70, so I'll say 7.
Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they do not. Once again, if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democrat, all the way, baby.
And once again, for each of the following priorities and traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it describes them extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Here's the first one. Brings down price and makes cost of living more affordable. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10 is the best, right? Very well.
Yes. 10 means that...
Ten.
Okay. And the other one says, wants to build black wealth.
Again, that's such a weird, ridiculous, racist thing. What's 0?
Does not describe them well at all.
0.
In thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No, I'm a useless single female.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And how would you describe your employment status?
Full-time? I'm a freelancer. Nope. Go ahead. Sorry.
Part-time? Full-time or part-time freelancer? Or temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
Gig worker? Is there a gig worker?
Gig worker? Okay.
I mean, I'm a freelance person, and nobody knows what that means. Even during the pandemic, there was a hot mess.
I know what that means, but are you doing it full time or part time?
It's a full time freelance.
Okay, and the reason why I ask is because the answer's on there, and I have to ask these questions.
No, you're good. I hope you understand. There's no hate for you, buddy. You're doing your job. It's all good.
Thank you. And we are almost done here, by the way. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
In last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I think it was in 2023?
Yes.
Maybe 45,000.
Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious Sorry. Services.
I've had a lot of funerals lately. Everyone's been dying. It's real sad.
Let me ask you, aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
A few times a year.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening.
You too, if you're not a bot. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.